French politicians and business leaders have reacted angrily to British weekly magazine The Economist for its cover story this week. It describes the French economy as the biggest danger to Europe's currency. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports The Economist called France a ticking time bomb in the heart of Europe.
Showing a bundle of baguette loaves with a dynamite fuse burning down, The Economist warned that France was a bigger danger to the euro currency than debt-stricken countries Italy, Spain, and Portugal. The respected right-leaning British weekly said high taxes on businesses were eroding the country's competitiveness and that both French leaders and voters were dangerously behind on much-needed economic reforms. Far-left French industry minister Arnaud de Montebourg said The Economist was known for exaggerations and French bashing, and even capitalist-minded business groups said the magazine's claims were completely exaggerated. Socialist President François Hollande has now made reducing the French deficit and making French companies more competitive his top priority, to the point where left-leaning voters and unions have called him a traitor. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
President Obama urged Congress to pass legislation to make sure less affluent Americans don't see tax increases at the new year. Mr. Obama used his weekly media address to talk about the fiscal cliff. This raises taxes on everybody and imposes spending cuts. In the Republicans' weekly response, New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte says the fiscal cliff cannot be averted unless lawmakers seriously address entitlement programs such as Social Security.